was a very competent legislator, very skilled legislator, just in terms of not only on the floor of the North Carolina Senate or the House, but in committee and process and how it worked. And he just had a strong commitment to it. He understood the whole notion of public service. You know, he got it from his mom, his dad, and he was just committed to it. And, you know, clearly all political folks and people in public life try to develop and cultivate power, but I think he did it for the right reasons. He wanted to do some good things, and he did over his tenure. He will be sincerely missed in this region, and I personally will miss him a lot. He was a friend. I love to see Martin Nesbitt laugh. I mean, that was those kind of moments when you go by and chat with him at the end of a legislative session, or up back here at the racetrack or wherever. He was just a fun person to be with, and he was just a very good person. I miss Martin already.
Talk for a moment about the importance of his relationship with Liston Ramsey, who was also quite a giant, and an important person to Western North Carolina. I'm four-time speaker.
It was central, I think, to his career. I think it's key to his career. In a couple of ways. One is just in the values that Liston taught him, taught us all. I mean, Liston, you know, he pretty much taught us and made us understand that we were from a part of the state that didn't have a great deal of the resources that you would see in the Research Triangle or the big cities, and that the institutions of government were extremely important here. Western Carolina University, University of North Carolina at Asheville, the Arboretum, the Agricultural Center, Farmers Market. Those were really important government institutions that had a real impact on the region. That was a value that Liston shared with all of us. And early on, Liston and Martin were very close in learning the legislature, learning, you know, how to deal with the legislature and the relationships down there. And many of the relationships that Liston had developed, Martin was certainly the beneficiary of those. Liston was key to his career, key to a lot of our careers.
Martin Nesbitt loved the political arena. He loved the battle of the arena, but he seemed to be able to work across the aisle, even when he issued some pretty tough political statements about his political rivals.
Well, that's true. Martin could be politically as tough as anybody that we knew, but everybody always respected Martin, and he at the end of the day he had that way about him of being able to garner whatever respect, or you know, not demand respect, but people respected Martin, and I think we saw that this week with some of the things, some of the activities that, and some of the statements from folks, some of the Republican folks, and particularly back home. I think people saw Martin as very approachable. He's a very populist guy. He was a very he enjoyed spending time on Saturday night at the racetrack, and just for a whole host of reasons, people respected and liked Martin Nesbitt, and they appreciated what he did. They really appreciated what he did for Western North Carolina. He had some you know, he could have some sharp elbows in the General Assembly, but that was part of that skill. That's part of being able to stand on the floor and make your case and make it effectively.
When did you first meet?
Yeah, I've known Martin. Let me put this. I saw Martin at the Western residence sworn in for the first time when his mother died. And that was 1979. So I knew him probably two or three years before that. I've known Martin 35, 40 years, I guess. I can't remember the first time I saw Martin, to be honest, or met Martin. I just knew of him. And then, as I say, I was at the governor's Western residence when he was sworn in that first time. He believed in these mountains, and he understood the people here, and he understood the needs of the people here, and he fought so hard for them. And it is a loss. I mean, it really, really is. And there's good people in the General Assembly. I don't mean to would not distract from that, from the ongoing contribution of people there. But Martin was a key player in that, and he was a key piece to it. Even though the Democrats were not in the majority now, he still, as I say, he still fought hard and brought it to the attention of the needs of this area. It was so many times I've heard Martin say, "Well, Steve, tell me what that's going to do to us in the western part of the state." And it was very good. I mean, we did the smokestack bill. It was great fun working with him on that, and working with you just saw how skilled he was. And when you'd get all the stakeholders together and all the people in one room, from you know, the power companies to the healthcare folks to the environmental folks, you know, people very in industry, people really differing views, a very diverse group of folks. But Martin knew how to ask the right questions and frame the discussion and frame the debate. And he'll be missed. He believed that government could be a positive force in people's lives. And he believed that the things that came out of the jobs created by the Arboretum or the farmer's market or wherever, those were things that government could do, and it was a proper role for government to do them.